For the complete picture, today we're going to say over two stories that are associated with the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash in the Vatican. None of these stories are actually confirmed, but to give you the full picture, and this is two stories from a Hasidic person, personalities, and a little bit history. When I was growing up in Crown Heights, on Crown and Kingston, we would daven Friday night in a shtibel that was in Crown and Kingston. It was called the Sosnovitz shtibel. Now, the Sosnovitz dynasty, the family name is Englard. That was the name of the family. The Sosnovitz Rebbe was a son-in-law of the Radziner Rebbe before the war. Radzin had a bunch of Rebbes. The first Radziner Rebbe is known as the Ishbitzer Rebbe, and he was a prime Talmid of the Kotzker Rebbe, Rachman Mendel of Kotzk. The Kotzker Rebbe, as we all know, was a Talmid of the Yida Kodesh, who was a Talmid of Reb Simcha Bunim of Peshischa, who was a Talmid of the Chayza of Lublin, who was a Talmid of the Mezitcher Magid. So this is the dynasty of Radzin. Radzin is a Chassidus. Where it got very, very famous until today was the third Radziner Rebbe, and the family name was Liner. The third Radziner Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, his name was Reb Gershon Liner, actually. He was known as the Baal Tcheles. Just something about him. You have to know who he was. He was a Goyin Olam. As a matter of fact, when he was a teenager, he finished learning Shas and Rishonim, and he realized that there's a bunch of Masechtas of Yerushalmi which are missing. He wrote Yerushalmi. He wanted to see if his knowledge of the Shittas of Yerushalmi and the language of Yerushalmi would be so good. He wrote what he thought a Gemara Yerushalmi would look like. He wrote what he thought Rashi would say. And he wrote what he thought Tosfos would say. He wrote a whole Seder of Yerushalmi. Believe it or not, many of the Goyim of his time thought that it was so good that it was put in Chedim, because people started thinking that it's actually real Yerushalmi. But that's what type of Goyin he was. He was able to write things like this. That means he was intimately knowledgeable of the Shittas of Rashi, Tosfos, etc. When he got older, he said that there's one mitzvah that Klal Yisrael is missing, and that is the Tcheles. We know that the tzitzis is supposed to be white, but one string is supposed to be blue. We have the fish from the Chilazon fish, and we know that it existed in the time of the Gemara until it's brought down that it was nignaz, it was hidden. And he decided that he's going to make it his life mission to find it. And he actually wrote three svarim all about the Tcheles. And he started being in touch with researchers about any type of fish. He even had a good friend who's known throughout the world as Professor Darwin, who was helping him in his research. And he came to the conclusion that the Chilazon, he started hearing about this fish that has an inky, comes from this fish. It's called a cuttlefish. This cuttlefish is a unique fish that's like 90% brain. It's like a very weird fish. So he would extract, he would get this dead cuttlefish sent him from all over. The problem was, by the time it got to him, the blood was all black. He felt he had to go find a live cuttlefish himself. So he traveled all over the place. And at that point, one of the big places where they had these exotic fish was in Italy, Naples, Italy. So he actually traveled there, and he got hold of a cuttlefish, and he got a professional to extract the blood of a certain gland of this cuttlefish. And sure enough, it came out blue. And now he had to prove to the world that he found the Tcheles. He started going to Rabbonim. You can imagine they thought he was whacked. And some Rabbonim threw him out. It became a huge controversy. You know, what is the story of this? Did the Radziner Rebbe find the lost Tcheles? Till today, the Chassidim of Radzin, they wear Tcheles. He's known as the Bala Tcheles. They still wear the Tcheles that claims for comes from this fish, that he claims that according to all his research and all his simonim, this is the missing chilazoin, and this is the Tcheles. Now, we know that the Tcheles was used in royal things. Like it says, Mordechai Yotza Mufnei HaMelech Bavush Malchus Tcheles, that he had a beged that had Tcheles. And it was a very royal ink and dye. As a matter of fact, in the times of the Gemara, there was a gzeira that people which were not royalty were not allowed to wear Tcheles. And they had to smuggle in the dye. Was only meant for royal clothes. So according to stories in the Radziner tradition, the fact is we do know he went to Italy, so that at least is confirmed. He wanted to match his Tcheles with the begotten, with the clothes that the Vatican has of the Beis HaMikdash. So according to some stories in the Chassidus of Radzin, the Bala Tcheles got special reshus from the Vatican, because he was a very, very chosh of a person, to match his dye with the begodim that they have in the Beis from the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And according to this story, it matched. So he mamish felt that he found the Tcheles. So again, what are the facts of the story? The facts are that he did walk around with Tcheles, and he was involved with that. The fact was he did go to Italy, that's documented, he wrote about it, that's for sure. Did he go to the Vatican or not? Nobody knows. But this is the, you know, the shmuis in the Chassidus of Radzin. Then on your paper there is another shmua. Now you have to take a step back, because you're going to hear a story about the Rebbe Rashab and the Rebbe Rashab's visit to Rome. Now, many people may wonder, there is no way that the Rebbe Rashab in Russia would even go to Rome, so therefore the story could not have happened. So I want to say two things. First of all, most people are not aware that probably the Rebbe Rashab spent more time out of Lubavitch than actually in Lubavitch. The Rebbe Rashab was traveling sometimes 2 years at a time. Months of the year he would spend for going to places for the refuah. Almost every year he would go to Germany. That's how he was so influential against the Haskalah. He knew the Rabbonim of Germany, etc. So he definitely was traveling out of Russia for long amounts of time. So the fact that he traveled to Europe, this is not a shaila, because yes, the Rebbe Rashab traveled a lot. So that itself is not a question. Before I say the story, I do want to say that I called some people, including my uncle, who just finished writing a book on the Rebbe Rashab. So I figured if there's somebody that would know a little bit, he would know. And I asked him, does he know if the Rebbe Rashab, in his trips to Europe, did he go to Rome in the year that they allege, in 1905, 1906, and he says he doesn't know. He doesn't know either means that it's not written anywhere, he doesn't know means that it's probably not, but he doesn't want to say no. But other people, no one heard about this except for this place online where I saw this. So I'm giving that disclaimer, but the story is an interesting story regardless. The story says we know that the Mishpachas Beis Harav was spread out. It's not the Schneerson family in the time of the Rebbe Rashab was already a very big family. And there was a chassid, his name was Baruch Schneer Zalman Schneerson, which Baruch Schneer Zalman is the Alter Rebbe's name plus the Alter Rebbe's father's name, Baruch Schneer Zalman. So he claims that the Rebbe Rashab was in Rome in 1906, and he really wanted to see the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash in the Vatican. He was told, the Rebbe Rashab was told, that if you want to get access, there was a very influential Rav, and you have to go speak to this Rav. He is your point man. He is the one that you should go. So he went Friday night to meet this Rav. But he found out, those days, Bechlau, a lot of the Kehilois, there was a big milchama with the reform, and even what they would be considered modernizing, which would maybe even be frum, but like very modern Orthodox, already breaking with the gzeiros of the Chachamim, already leading down the road, the path of against Torah mitzvahs, the way we have a Mesoira from our Chachamim. So therefore, he decided that he is not going to go into such a shul, and he's not going to get involved. And therefore, instead of getting access to the Vatican and seeing the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, which you can imagine that every Yid, especially a Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, would have liked to see, but if it meant having to deal with this modernizing shul, he said, no, I'd rather not see the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and I would rather just stick to my principles, to Das Torah and Mesoira. So these are different stories about alleged visits or could have been visits to the Vatican. What about other interesting stories about other Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash? In tomorrow's Shir, you're going to hear probably one of the most fascinating stories and controversies connected with one of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash.